Would you guys want to know if your significant other or your future significant other was cheating on you? Well, we're going to find out what the Real Housewives of New York think coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's just Megan and I here tonight talking to you guys all about the Real Housewives of New York. Our season reunion finale. Actually, last year, Megan and I were doing the same thing.
I was gonna say, it's kind of meant to be.
But it's just you and I closing out the season.
Closing out the season. We'll have to do a photo that matches last year's photo.
Yes.
Before we leave the studio.
Obviously, we love Ashley and Fern. They're not with us tonight, but Megan and I are gonna do our best to keep you entertained and talk to you all things Real Housewives of New York. It was a fantastic season.
Amazing. I'm actually really sad. Doesn't it feel like the last day of school when you're sad to be leaving school because you like won't see your friends all summer? I feel like we won't see our friends for 6 months. Hey, the Housewives of New York.
They're our friends. You guys, my name is Lindsay Wagner. You can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wagner. And tonight I'm joined by Megan Stecker.
Hey, guys. If you want to tweet me, it's at Megan Stecker.
And what were your first impressions of this finale, this reunion, like, series? Three episodes. Did it get better?
I actually liked the second episode the best out of all three, which is funny. To me, I usually characterize them as, like, one is explosive and exciting. Two is, like, that we do a little more leveling off of the emotions. And then we drum it up again for three. We get, by the end of two, we're getting all set for more fireworks in three. I kind of thought it went more like a roller coaster. Like, we were starting out as a slow burn. We two really got crazy. And then this one, we kind of came back down. I didn't think, even though we got into all the Tom stuff, that it was as crazy as I thought it was going to get. I feel like most of the conflict went down in part two.
I agree. Even a little bit in the beginning, that first episode, when there was so much tension between Luann and Bethany, which we touched on again at the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. But I also felt like the women were just a little bit more well behaved.
They were.
At the end. Yeah. Bethany was holding back a little bit.
Yeah.
Aside from Sonia's breakdown a little bit, there really just wasn't as much drama. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, sometimes it's nice to not have the drama and just get things out there, talk about them, work through them without having to raise your voice. Raise your argument, not your voice.
I felt last year in the last of the three, it was great. They came to this like beautiful conclusion somehow, and they all hugged, and then they all went out to dinner together. This year, definitely not that vibe, but somehow everything got discussed and everything mostly got resolved.
Do you think that the women went off in their separate groups with Bethany, Carol and Ramona, and then Dorinda, Jules, Luann, and Sonia? Or do you think even that was split up?
I think it could have been even more split up than that. Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't doubt it if Bethany went straight home, because I know she wouldn't stop saying, I had strep, I have strep, I have strep, I'm sick, blah, blah, blah. And I know it's such a long day. She might have gone straight home, just furious over what Luann pulled, that stunt Luann pulled. I wouldn't doubt it if it was more broken up than just the two couches.
Well, let's talk about what happened in this episode. We begin the episode with Sonia and the whole tipsy girl fiasco. Sonia also being sober, you know, kind of wanting to show the women that she's just as wacky and zany as she always is without alcohol, but she doesn't need that to be the fun girl that she is. And it's obvious and clear that she doesn't need alcohol to be fun. I like Sonia way more without all the alcohol, because sure, we all get drunk and do fun, stupid, crazy things. I was just in Vegas for 2 days. Clearly, I know that. but it was nice to see this really great, genuine side of Sonia without there being any alcohol, and just showing her she is the life of the party, no matter what.
She is. And I thought it got weird when, this is like typical Sonia, she was trying to say that, I quit drinking every year around the holidays, right before New Year's. And I'm thinking, like, there's no way she doesn't party through Christmas and New Year's Eve. you know, we all take usually New Year's Day off to try to recoup. But then she's trying to say she doesn't drink until she gets back from Phuket in March. And then just in time for a summer vacation in July, she's ramping up the drinking. And I'm thinking, like, I don't believe you. And it got weird. It was almost like she was making up this story as she was going along. And I'm like, Sonia, I love you. You don't have to go there and get crazy. I don't know. She looked pretty, though.
She looked pretty. Her shoes were my favorite. I just kept staring at them. I loved them. They're silver. Mm-hmm. They were strappy. They had a little bit of a platform on the front. Mm-hmm. They almost looked like it could have been wedges, but they weren't.
And her dress, she got best dress as voted by Watch What Happens Live viewers.
Yes.
And her everyone kept saying because of the not drinking, she looks better than she's looked in years, which I agree with. Mm-hmm. And if you want to look better than you've looked in years.
Oh, tell me about it.
You might want to get yourself a Beautycon box. We've been talking about this for a few weeks, and I love, love, love this puppy. So the Beautycon box is a subscription box, and if anybody's watching right now on YouTube, you can check out exactly. I have one here with me. So it's this really pretty packaging. You're going to get a whole bunch of beauty stuff in the mail for a really great price. Each box is going to be curated by your favorite beauty gurus, which is what's really going to set apart this box from some of the other ones out there. It's over $150 worth of products, which this blows my mind
this
every
is crazy.
Time. I know. The amount I spend at like that makeup store at the mall that we all go to. I
How
spend
much did
about
you spend today, girlfriend?
Today I spent $50, and just last week I spent $150. So I should have just waited for my beauty box to come, my Beautycon box to come. So it's over $150 worth of products for $30. On top of it only being $30, each season you're going to save $20 total if you sign up for the annual payment plan, which is awesome. If you do the seasonal one, you can pay each month, and you also need to pay for shipping. If you do that annual one all at once, you do get the $20 off. If you want to order this for yourself, ladies, go to beautycon.com/box to sign up. And even more money off. If you use our special code, BoxBuzz, you'll get 20% off your subscription. Some of the products in here, some really great stuff. There's you guys all know Redken, which is a really great salon brand. There is Sea Salt Fashion Waves Spray, which is what I use when I do my hair, like, all wavy and gives it that, like, really good, like, salt crunch texture. There's also, I've been talking about this every week, the Ultralight Cleansing Oil from Neutrogena, which is amazing for your face. Cleansing oils are all the rage, if you didn't know. Garnier Skin Active Clearly Brightener. I can go on and on and on. Too Faced Better Than Sex Mascara, which this is really good stuff. I've definitely used that before. There's a makeup brush in here, which that's bonkers. It's a contour brush, which every girl needs. Mm-hmm. Because contour, if you're not contouring, you better get on it. And some contour brushes, like I looked at one today, it was $36. Mm-hmm. Boom, done. Your box only costs $30, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff in it. We've got the NYX Jumbo Eye Pencil. There's a really great NYX lip color in here, too, which NYX lip colors are TheBomb.com.
Like
I have a bunch of them.
Too.
It's an ombre, which is impossible to do for yourself, but look, easy breezy. So many other good things in here. One more time, you guys, that is Beautycon Box. You can get it at beautycon.com/box and use our code BOXBUZZ for 20% off of your subscription.
Amazing. All that stuff. So if you use the $20 off four seasons, so it's $25.
Girl, plus, I don't even know. I can't do math.
Plus 20% off that.
I did not do well in the math portion of my SAT, but I know a good deal when I hear one.
Well, if you're spending $100 and 20% off, so you're spending $80, you're spending $20 for four seasons.
There you have it, girls. Dang.
Okay, I'm going to go home and order this, guys. We'll let you know in 6 months when we come back for Housewives how everything's going and my skin will be brighter. Thanks to all gorgeous. The fun stuff in there.
Beautycon.
Yes, I agree. Sonia, we talked about this at the first finale, like, reunion special that I thought that Sonia looked the best, and she does mm-hmm. look beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the tipsy girl and the fact that it was originally pitched to Ramona.
This was a great nugget.
Yes, yes, exactly. Love the nugget. Okay. Thoughts?
I thought Bethany was cool about it. Like, she dropped it pretty quickly. I am not surprised Ramona was approached and going to do it. I don't think she dropped it because the name was too similar. I think she dropped 20 to do the deal with that guy because she figured out he's a shadester. And she didn't want to be involved in any more business with him. I'm sure whatever deal she had with him over that AOA restaurant went south. And that's why she was not doing. So it would have been very, very interesting. My God, if places had been switched and it was Ramona who dared do this tipsy girl, I don't think it would have been the same result. And I am very surprised that Sonia was beyond. I think it's that she doesn't want to stand up to Bethany. She wants to stay on Bethany's good graces and be in the clique because she was left out so much that she totally forgave Bethany for the way she acted. And she, it was all, I would have acted the same way and it's okay and I forgave her and she was just displaying raw emotions. And I'm like, and being mad at Dorinda over one night in the Berkshires, I can't.
That was where I was a little bit more confused because I thought, how could you go from seeing the way that Bethany reacted and the way that the women all agreed that Bethany overreacted and treated Sonia poorly and was super duper mean to her. We were all so blown away by that when that happened. That was right away in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand Dorinda keeping Sonia out because of the situation that had just happened with Bethany. So she just wanted to keep them apart. Now, granted, right, like she said, she knew there was a storm a-brewing and coming. So it didn't matter. But for Sonia to be more upset with her and to almost walk off, but this is my question. Does she value the friendship with Dorinda more that because she was her close friend, it hurt more? It was more of a genuinely like,
good point.
My feelings are hurt because if my best right. friend had done that and if somebody that I considered an acquaintance mm-hmm. did something, I'm going to let the acquaintance, I'm not going to really care about it, but my friend, I'm going to be hurt by those things.
That's a good point. That's like Dorinda being really mad at Ramona over the John on camera comments mm-hmm. because she wasn't mad at Bethany. It's like nobody wants to be mad at Bethany, but it's only because she will take you down. But it's like Ramona didn't want to stay mad at Bethany or be mad at, Dorinda didn't want to be, but she really held on to it with Ramona because like, we're friends for 20 years. You don't do that. I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I still thought that she was holding on. The fact that she's still bringing this up. No, granted, they're rehashing everything that happened this season. So you're bringing up kind of the old wounds again.
Yeah.
But part of me was thinking, oh, come on, Sonia, just move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I almost
this isn't friendship ruining.
Yeah, I was wondering if all of her theatrics and wanting to leave the show and the crying was just theatrics for the show. I was like, there's no way you're still this upset about this. I don't think we even ever knew she was really upset about that. Like, she never pretended to be upset on the show, really. Nope. Interesting.
Nope. So then we get to Florida for Luann's engagement. And Andy brings up the fact that Sonia had kind of insulted Luann's ring, saying it was murky yellow. And she mm-hmm. had a flawless, D-flawless, and then the yacht comment as well. I thought Sonia, this is when I saw the side of Sonia that I once again love, and I felt like she was genuinely sorry and felt bad
yes,
for those comments.
I agree. And it was nice that Luann completely received the apology and stood up and hugged her. And the hugging it out once again. It was very like kumbaya Girl Scouts around the campfire to me tonight.
And we jump to Andy asking the women what they thought about being late, and we go back to the fact that Carol yes. had to fix her pants, but then the other girls came late with her instead of just going on her own. And Bethany said, well, Carol's always late. And Carol goes, well, you're always early.
Ah.
And better to be early than late. But I kind of agree with Bethany that if you're late or you're consistently late, mm-hmm. and I'm not talking 5-10 minutes late or 15 minutes late or something like that. I'm talking like if you're a half hour late or 45 mm-hmm. minutes late, you don't value my time and respect my time.
Right. And I think that was Bethany's point. And there is something with Carol that she sleeps in late and she's late to everything. So whatever it is going on with her, I think she just got it made. Like, it's like she doesn't have to, she's not a business mogul like Bethany. She's not rushing here, there, and everywhere to make a meeting for drinks with someone who she wants to do business with. Like, there's not this crushing blow of, if I don't do this, I'm not going to be successful. It's her life is made. She's living off of this ridiculous wealth from her deceased husband, and nothing's a big deal. So I just think that's where Carol's coming from, and she doesn't get why everyone's so wound up all the time. I don't know.
I'm definitely not like an early super morning person. I'm a night owl and I bartend, so I'm used to being up late. But I also like to get things done. So where most bartenders are up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I may be up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, but I'm up at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Because I still have stuff I want to get done, and most people don't get up until noon or 1 o'clock, and I'm like, I got stuff to do.
Girls gotta go.
We got stuff going on. The Tom Bomb.
The Tom.
That's
bomb.
What Andy called it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I want to quick, before we get to the Tom Bomb, let's go back. You and I had to look up what browbeat meant, because I wasn't quite sure on this. And you said it was to intimidate somebody into doing something?
Verbally. Let me pull this back
It's
up.
Kind of like a bully. I've got it, too. Oops. It's loading. Intimidate someone, typically into doing something with stern or abusive words. A witness is being browbeaten under cross-examination is the sentence they use it for. I do not think that Dorinda does that. I do not think Dorinda intimidates people. First off, I don't really find Dorinda intimidating, even in her drunken, you do fish thing. I don't think
they're
she's...
They're back to Caleb. I think it was weird. It was like, Dorinda was, I think, trying to be a force at the reunion. So she was acting very angry anytime any little thing was brought up about her to, like, put on a good show. And Bethany had the nerve to say something to her in that, oh, you really browbeat Ramona over wanting to not go to Sandbar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, here we go with Sandbar again. so... I think Bethany is completely wrong. I think you're right. I agree with you. Bethany's wrong. I do not find Dorinda intimidating nor browbeating. She's just saying to someone she's been friends with for 20 years, you had to lie to me to my face. You couldn't just be like, I really don't want to go and I'm going somewhere else and I'm taking half the group with me. You know, it's like...
It stinks.
Yeah.
But just tell the truth.
Right. It's...
Like, they weren't going to find out anyway when they see the show or an hour after they're back and they're talking about it.
Right. And I think Dorinda's right. Bethany does browbeat everyone. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. No, it just was weird. And the fact that, like, the whole Bethany and Dorinda, like, village idiot, like, Bethany owed her an apology. And she didn't give one.
I thought Dorinda's definition of what she thought village idiot was what I thought a village idiot was.
Right, right.
Apparently, I don't get the metaphor Bethany is talking about, because I don't think that Dorinda is a village idiot at all. I do think at times she plays dumb to something she said, and she goes, oh, I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though she might have, or she may have danced around it, but I don't think that makes her the village idiot.
Correct. I don't either.
So, yeah, I agree. I think that Bethany is the browbeating one, hence why you said even Sonia was like, oh, I don't know, it didn't bother me, but she criticized me and all this stuff. Because God forbid she said something.
God forbid.
And upset her. Okay, so the Tom Bomb. They go back to the fact that Bethany was kind of wondering why Luann was so upset that it happened at the Regency in front of people, but not the fact that this was something that he did and was horrible and hurt her feelings, where not why. Mm-hmm. And then Tom wanting Dorinda to lie for them. And so they're kind of getting to the heart of all of this and the bottom of it. And Bethany admits, and she gets a little upset here, but she goes, this information fell into my lap. I didn't really know what to do. And they got back to the whole open marriage with Alex thing that, you know, whether or not that was true, it does seem that Luann did not want that to be the case. But what are you going to do? You do want to stay with your husband. You want to make it work. So perhaps this is what you do to keep that relationship going. And she was willing to do that to hold on to him. But
well, then she's saying, I wasn't in an open marriage. I'm so confused.
I don't think she wants to really admit that she was. I feel like
it's weird. Like, why did Andy have to remind her that she said it on camera twice. Mm-hmm. It's like, Luann, you have to keep track of your stories if you're going to tell stories, aka lies, Luann, because I want to like you, Luann. I want to. I really do. But you're making yourself look very poor. I can't.
Well, here it comes back to the fact that Bethany told Ramona and Carol before Luann.
Yes.
And this led to the crucifixion of Luann, as they kind of said.
Yes. So Dorinda said, you gave them... I thought this was a good point. Mm-hmm. I don't think Bethany on purpose did that. I think she was desperately seeking...
advice.
Advice on how to handle this. But the problem is, she told two people that would be the most excited over it being bad news for Luann. So the fact that Dorinda said, you gave them front row seats to the crucifixion of Luann, I kind of agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of do. And the fact that she did it on camera, I feel like they probably spoke about that, but that the editors cut that out because of all the fourth wall stuff.
I agree with Bethany in the fact that this fell into her... She's making it seem like it genuinely fell into her lap and she had to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I could tell, by the time we got done with this whole conversation, it seemed like Luann was glad that she found out and thanked the women for their support, even as much as in the beginning there was animosity about it. And even at the end of that episode, it was still kind of unclear as to whether Luann appreciated the fact that Bethany did tell her or didn't.
Right. It seemed like she was very angry that Bethany did her whole, like, CSI, as Bethany calls it, her, like, CSI investigation for the extra information as far as, like, calling people at the hotel, the staff members, the bartenders, and figuring out, like, it really happened this day at this time.
But that is, I agree with that 100%, because if somebody cheated on me, first off, yes, mm-hmm. I would want to know if someone's cheating on me. Would mm-hmm. you want to know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I've been through this where I was Bethany in a situation, mm-hmm. not this exact, but I had to tell a girlfriend something about her boyfriend. And
is this one where you waited and then she got mad at you because
you
waited?
Yeah. And it's just, it's like women always say, yes, I would want to know. But then after they know, it's kind of like, I don't know what the percentages are of women that stay in a relationship where there's been some sort of infidelity, be it minor or major. But it's like half the time, you know, maybe it was they wish they hadn't known because they stay with the man and they wish they didn't know, you know? So it's so hard to say. I think it's a case by case.
It is, but I think at the end of the day, it's something that...
Well, it's embarrassing. If the whole town knew, right? If the whole city knew and Luann didn't know, like, obviously that's terrible. It's a hard thing to do because once the woman and the man stay together or work through whatever it was, you're the bad guy. So you have to be prepared to be the bad guy.
I was the bad guy a few weeks ago.
I know you were. We talked about that.
You got ladies knew. I told a girl, I sent screenshots, I sent photos to this girl, and I got called the next day by her.
Wow.
Calling me crazy and telling me I was psycho and I was lying and I made everything up. And I don't know how you can make up a screenshot,
guys. Well,
see,
that's why.
If anyone knows how to Photoshop a screenshot, please let me know because apparently I did this.
That's why Bethany got her folder of evidence together before she... Here's the thing. Did she have enough time to tell Luann before they all flew down to Florida? I guess not.
I don't think so because it sounded like it was like a day before and she was, and Luann was already down there, wasn't she? Because she went down there early and then the women flew out.
Maybe the day after that whole Regency, let's say, okay, so the Regency episode happened like a Wednesday night and past midnight into very early morning hours, Thursday. Did Thursday sometime Luann fly down with Tom to Florida? Giving Bethany no time?
But don't you think that when Bethany was originally questioning Luann, do you have an open relationship or all that stuff, that's when it should have just come out right then and there. Good point. Ask the questions.
Yes.
So you can know, because I agree with Bethany. If she was like, oh yeah, we have an open marriage, don't even worry about it. Just let it go.
Right.
It's fine. But when you say, no, we don't, or open relationship or whatever mm-hmm. it is, no, we don't, that's your, there you go. Here you go. See, look, this is what happened. Say it right then and there. Right. Don't drag it out for another day or two.
Right, because then once you do tell her, you have to explain how long you've been holding it back and why, and that's when it got ugly. But what I really felt like Bethany's reaction, being so upset and the handshaking and all that ridiculousness, it didn't feel genuine to me. And I don't, what did you think of her answer tonight for her being like, I didn't realize it was going to wash over me so horribly. Like, I don't know if I'm buying it.
For her to be so emotional?
Yeah.
I think when you're in a situation like that where you, where I was in that situation and I did, and by the time when this girl got off the phone with me after calling me, I was shaking.
Okay.
And I said, I'm so sorry that you feel that way. Mm-hmm. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and I hope that it works out. And I hope that now that he doesn't mess around anymore, and hopefully he's figured this out, and I'm really sorry. And that's all I could keep saying was, I'm sorry you feel that way. And she just was screaming at me, like, on the phone, just literally for 5 minutes, berating me. So when I got off the phone, I was just shaking. I went straight to work right after and was still shaking at work and got a little teary-eyed just because I felt like I'm trying to do the right thing and be a good person. And I just totally got the shaft for it. So Bethany trying to do the right thing. And this is somebody, she's had a relationship. She and Luann, whether it's been back and forth, have been friends for years. So whether you don't really get along with somebody or you do, they've still known each other a long time. I do kind of agree that she would get emotional about it and not know what to do and feel like. But once again, I do think she should have just said it right away or gone to Dorinda and said, what do we do here? This is one of your good friends. Mm-hmm. What should we do? You introduced them. Not go to Carolyn. Go to Dorinda for the advice. Sure. Mm-hmm. Then go to Luann and maybe with Dorinda in the room, approach her.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what I would have done if I were Bethany. I feel like it's still so shady how she got these pictures. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I don't know. It's all murky. Like a yellow diamond.
Like a murky yellow diamond. Mm-hmm. Well, and then I understood Dorinda's perspective when they got back from Florida to New York, where she had said, come stay with me. And and Luann had said she'd stayed in a hotel and then went to Tom's. And versus kind of taking a little time apart, she kind of jumped back into it. Which I guess if it was me, I feel like I would have come in and, like, guns blazing, been angry. But I don't feel like that's the way that Luann would have handled the situation. Mm-hmm. I feel like for her, it's immediate, just like, well, what happened?
Yeah. I think for somebody that wants to stay in a relationship, which Luann clearly does, it's not like insane accusatory once you're face to face.
Photographic evidence.
Right. Here's the thing. There's no denying it. So if she's going to talk it out with him, they're going to talk it out. It's not going to be this furious, like, what happened? And I mean, it's all there for her to see. So I think it was just a matter of him. How good can he apologize to get her to get over it?
Well, and I did agree with Bethany wanting to find out all the information from the waiters or the bartenders or whoever was there, because as a woman, that's what I'd be thinking, like, what time was it? What was he wearing? Who was he with? Because I would check all that stuff. If I had known I'd been with him earlier and we got in a fight and he showed up back at the house the next day or that night, and there was a, you know, 4-hour time period in the middle that he was missing, I'd be questioning that too. But I thought it, Dorinda feeling like she was kind of dragged into this kind of lie by Tom.
Yeah.
All of that just seemed shady.
I thought that was shocking when it happened on the show.
Yes.
And she seemed very calm about it. So obviously this had been smoothed over with Luann already, because they kind of didn't like look at each other and fight about it or anything. She said that Tom did call weeks later to apologize that he said that. But man, what a, I thought that was so shocking. Like, on top of everything else,
to go that route.
But it seemed like Luann was really trying to cover it up. Like, oh no, he was really trying to, you know, and whatever, fill in the blank with whatever story she's trying to feed.
Well, she said they've moved on from it. This was 6 months ago. And so obviously they have, they've gotten over this hump, and it is good that they, you know, this happened and now they can work through it or whatever. What did you think about her, how she explained her feelings towards Tom and why she felt like they were so great together?
I don't know. I don't, maybe Carol's right. If Carol said, Ramona's accusation was, that's not why you marry someone. Like, those aren't really deep attributes, and that's not why you marry someone. And Carol said, well, maybe that's why she does. And just let, some people do different things and, like, just let her be. So I think that maybe either this whole thing's a sham, which, I don't know, I kind of thought from the beginning, or Luann is not that deep. And she's very excited. She found someone she has a lot in common with that is going to be kind of like a best friend. And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she just was taken aback by the question and didn't have, you know, the words she was searching for. And I don't know. I actually do feel like at the end of this, with how much everyone was like, you are so happy, you are so happy, mm-hmm. we're so happy for you, I actually do feel like this is a real relationship now and not some sham, and that they actually will get married. But I just don't have a good feeling about Tom. Mm-hmm. And I think Luann is also not that good of a person.
Well, you make a very good point in the fact that, yeah, Carol said, well, maybe this is the what she looks for, this is what she wants. And there's right. nothing wrong to say that you both enjoy the same sports right. and the same, you have the same sense of humor and all that stuff. Right. Because that is important too, having something in common that you can talk about and discuss and share with and be excited about together. And Luann does genuinely seem excited about him. To me, it seems it's on a more surface level than it is something deep. And I also then do, this might be the only time that I can agree with Ramona, but there should be something deeper than that. Mm-hmm. There should be a mutual respect. And I don't even remember what Ramona had pointed out about the things that they should have in common. But Ramona was also married to Mario for, what, 25 years?
Yeah.
Something like that?
23.
So they did get divorced, yes. But she did obviously have a strong marriage and foundation.
For a long time.
For a yeah. long time. That's not to say that people make mistakes or drift apart or anything can happen. Mm-hmm. But I do agree that this is just Luann. This yeah. is just who she is. So that she found somebody that is the exact version of her. Mm-hmm. There, she's not the type of person that's going to have those deep things. And I mean, we're all different.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obvious if you watched that special about Luann that she's... she's not out there, like, looking to be a stay-at-home. She never was, like, some stay-at-home wife. Like, she was looking for a new, exciting life by marrying a wealthy older man and, like, traveling the world and being very well taken care of financially. So maybe that's exactly what's happening here. And who cares? Like, that's her choice. And I feel like she is happy, so.
What did you think of Bethany and Luann at the end kind of just smoothing things over for the things that they said?
I don't think Bethany was happy at all. I think she was just holding back on how upset she was, but it is the end of an extremely long day and she had nothing left to give. So she was just like, this was a new wound. I can't believe you did this. I'm done. You know? And I don't think she's going to forgive Luann for a long time. I wouldn't doubt if they don't talk this entire time until they're both filming again, until the mm-hmm. next season. And it's going to be ugly. It's going to be this, like, you know,
tension underlying.
Yes, tension. When they're finally in the same room, like, then Bethany's going to explode and say something awful. And that is my prediction.
And they also kind of went around the room and said things that they wished they would do differently mm-hmm. After looking back on the season, which I thought it was really, really interesting. And I appreciated Carol's response yes. to that, and where she said she wished she would have hashed things out
yeah.
right away and sat down and talked about them. And I think that's true for her because she just kind of like lets it go versus sit down and have the conversation. Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't mean that you're confrontational by doing that. Mm-hmm. It just means let's work through this.
Right. Because basically she didn't work through it with Luann. She just said, like, fine, I forgive you if you want to be forgiven, but I don't want to be friends. I just want to be acquaintances, mm-hmm. which is basically like just saying, I'll be in the same room as you, but don't even talk to me, basically. Mm-hmm. So it was all about avoidance and not dealing with the issues when Luann was actually ready to confront it. So I get it. I mean, it probably was like a season of stomach tied in knots when anything involved being around Luann.
Do you think that the group hug at the end minus Bethany was because she had strep?
Hell no. I think it's because she would like kill Luann. She said last week on Watch What Happens Live that if she was not a business owner, or if I didn't own a business, I would have grabbed her throat, is what she said. So I think that she wanted to physically harm Luann, and that's why she remained seated and did not join in the group hug. I mean, it's creepy. It's like you rake each other over the coals all day for like 9 hours, and then Andy's like, well, this was nice. Group hug. I mean, I wouldn't be able to calm down and get over it and hug everybody, so.
They should have all just cheersed.
Yeah, that sad and cheers they always usually yeah. do.
Should have just done that. Do you have any? Let's get into some predictions for next season.
Let's do it.
After Buzz TV predictions.
I think Bethany will come back. I think she can't stay away. If she doesn't come back, it's going to suck. I think it's way better for her businesses when she is on the show. I think she's going to need to tone it down for a while because she was just... Whether she is more amped up or painted that way because of what the editors chose to use out of everything that happened, I think she was really on one this season. And I have never not loved Bethany, and I, like, cannot stand her right now, which makes me upset. So I hope she really does some soul searching and comes back a little refreshed. Still Bethany, still ready to rumble, but not so evil. Like, she doesn't understand that she can be wrong and that... She needs to take a chill pill.
She does understand that, though, because that's what she admitted that she should work on was the fact that she's very aggressive with situations and with people, and maybe she needs to tone that down a little bit. I agree with you that she makes the show mm-hmm. far more entertaining by being on it.
Yeah.
So I would like to see her on it, but I just would like to see it just brought dialed in a little bit.
Yeah.
Be a kinder person. There's always room to be a better person. And I'm not saying she's some horrible, nasty person, because I don't think that she is. I think she's just very honest and very opinionated and has no problem saying what she wants to say and doesn't really care about the repercussions of it.
Agreed.
Which sometimes you just have to let people think what they want to think and not worry about what they say. You can't please everyone.
I mean, though, but if every single time you don't care about anybody else's feelings or the repercussions, like, you are a bitch.
You need to... I think she needs to care about that with the people she is...
Close with.
Close yeah. with or friends with.
Yeah.
And granted, some of these women I'm sure she doesn't care to be in a room with.
Right. But, like Luann.
But I think we'll see her back. You and I had discussed we're not sure if Jules is coming back. To me, we can lose her.
Word on the street is Jules is not coming back. I don't think there's been confirmation from Jules, but... If there is, sorry, I missed that. And, I mean, I'm sad. I would like to see her come back and, like, you know, Jules as the divorcee, see if she's had any growth. What are her issues this season? I actually really liked her. Of course she's the new girl. Of course she's the young one. Of course she's, like, the one we can lose and it won't be that big of a deal. But I actually wouldn't mind seeing her back. But I guess it's not going to happen. I think we can film an entire season without a new girl. I think that these ladies are so on their game as far as what happens on this show that we don't need anybody else. Like, everybody comes back again, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Just having the six.
Yes.
I agree. Oh, Megan.
It's been lovely,
you guys.
It's been a real season of highs and lows, and it was the best. I mean, this is probably last season and this season, definitely all-time greats.
This was another wild ride, per usual, in the New York Housewives, especially with Bethany back.
Mm-hmm.
B is back. We will see you guys next year. But first off, Megan, where can they find you in the off time?
In the interim, I would love to tweet with you guys, especially if you watch any other Housewives shows like New Jersey or Beverly Hills, which I do. And I do a lot of shows here on E, Vanderpump Rules, all kinds of stuff. So you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecher. It is M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Same name for Instagram and Snapchat.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. I do other shows here, too. Let's talk about all the Housewives shows. We watch them all. We're all obsessed with the Housewives. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for joining us this season. We'll see you next year for season 9.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.